Evacuation plans are being prepared for the headquarters of Glacier National Park in Montana and for residents of the town at the park's entrance. Three major fires are burning in and around the park. Large fires also are burning in other states, including Arizona, California, and Colorado. Last summer, NPR's Ketzel Levine reported on the Biscuit Fire in southern Oregon. It raged through nearly 500,000 acres of forests and farms. Included in the burn was the Calmeopsis Wilderness, a landscape of deep canyons and rushing rivers known for its diverse and rare plants. This summer, she went back to see how the plants were affected.
It's surprising how much rock lies within a forest. Ignite the trees, sear the moss-covered boulders, burn the sweet, soft layers of humus, and what's left is stone. Skeletons, too. That's what soil scientist Ed Gross calls the burnt conifers.
You can see we have incense cedar, dead, of course. Western white pine, dead.
Not all dead. Despite the severity of last year's burn, the largest fire in Oregon's recorded history, some trees still have their needles. But Maria Uoa, a botanist with the Siskiyou National Forest, isn't relieved.
You know, the big question is, will they survive with just a 10% canopy?
With only the top 10% of the trees still alive?
Yeah. Do they need about 40% canopy to survive? Yeah, and with only about 10%, most likely those trees will die in a year or 2 years.
The woods are charred, to be expected. What we're after will be harder to see. A rare plant called Calmeopsis, which gives this wilderness its name. Ed Gross saw sheets of it this time last year, a shy pink ground cover with evergreen bite-sized leaves. Not a plant that would stop traffic, but its connections are impressive. It's a prehistoric relative of the rhododendron, discovered in these woods only 70 years ago. We're finding none of it, though Ed Gross is cheered by pools of green.
We have a new forest coming along here, but it's going to be primarily a hardwood forest. The hardwoods are already going very strong.
The oaks.
Yeah, the oaks. The saddler oak, the tan oak, all seem to be doing well.
What's missing are the softwoods, the evergreen conifers, the old growth of this forest. Maria Uoa scans the treetops and the ground.
We haven't seen lodgepole pine and white pine or sugar pine or Douglas fir. We haven't seen any baby conifers.
Minutes later, she finds one.
Oh, it looks like a pine. It's the size of your thumbnail.
Oh, there's another one. Ooh, three seedlings.
Three seedlings in a vast, charred forest. Not much. Some scientists are concerned that before the evergreens have time to reestablish, they'll be overrun by shrubs, weeds, and leafy trees. Forest ecologist Tom Atsett, who's seen the wilderness burn before, admits he's never seen it this bare.
After the Silver Fire, which was 15 years ago, we were seeing seedlings coming in. And there were mother trees that were out there providing seed. So I'm concerned.
Not about whether the evergreens will be back, but when. Tom Atsett thinks it'll be a century before they dominate again. Their survival is of enormous significance, not simply to this forest, but to the entire Northwest. This wilderness is a crossroads where species from all over mix and mingle. The play of firs from the Arctic and pines from the Sierras keeps the Northwest gene pool vital and alive. Yet even as the plants, the climate, the land itself changes, one Ice Age relic holds on, that demure shrublet, Calmeopsis.
It is a relic, and it is on the edge. And if we could manage to maintain the viability of a species that's on the edge, it's probably like the canary in the mine, in a sense. If we could maintain the health of this canary, we know that, you know, the miners are okay.
The hikers, however, are getting tired.
So how far to the Calmeopsis?
Another half mile.
We are an hour past the spot Ed Gross saw sheets of pink last year. It appears those Calmeopsis have burned. In the meantime, there's lots to look at. With nothing to obscure the long white wands of flowering bear grass, they appear luminescent against blackened bark. Maria Uoa is adamantly unmoved.
Does that interest you?
Only the Calmeopsis matters to her today, and she's the one who finds it.
Pink!
It's here!
Woo!
big bash. Didn't get burned at all.
The fire stopped right before the Kalmiapsis.
Yes, it must have seen it blooming. No.
Cascading down the rocks, hugging the cliff, this ancient plant has faced down yet another disaster. Of course, the Kalmiapsis could burn any day. Summer fires are a given in the forests of southwest Oregon. But if a few million years are anything to go by, it'll burn and bloom again. Ketsa Levine, NPR News.
Pictures from her trip are at npr.org.